Hey guys, I'm so excited for you to listen to this conversation that I just had with Casey. He is an amazing man. He grew so much over the course of the program and after, and he has a lot to teach you. Just by listening, you can learn a lot and get a lot of wisdom just by osmosis from him, I think, just from listening. I loved everything that he said. And he'll also be referring to an older version of the program. Because he went through it 2 years ago. So you'll hear him talk about group calls and working with me directly. So this was a long time ago when we were still finding that best fit, which is what we have today. So if you end up joining the program, you're getting the most up-to-date, refined version. But even back then, when we were still refining, he got so much out of it and learned a lot and developed a lot. And had a lot of new experiences as a result. So enjoy listening to me and Casey.
Casey, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited about this conversation.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you found us about 2 years ago almost, and you joined the program shortly after finding us. So where were you? Where was your dating life like when you first found us a couple years ago?
I would say a couple years ago, I was kind of at a point of frustration and not really knowing, where to start, where to meet women. And I knew there's a lot of opportunity in the city. I live in Los Angeles, so obviously knew that there are lots of women here, but I didn't necessarily feel comfortable or know where to start to kind of tap into that. And I wanted to connect with my potential, and wasn't really had a lot of, I guess, false starts, and wasn't really getting kind of any meaningful or kind of any lasting connection with women. So that's where I was, and that's what I was looking for, was to improve that and to and I, I found your program, and had my clarity consult, and it sounded like just the per and it was the ideal kind of progression for me and what I was looking for, to improve myself and improve, my dating life and just kind of how I interacted with the world in general. So yeah, that was the beginning.
Awesome. Yeah. So basically, you're just seeing all these opportunities around you, and it's not that there was a shortage of women. There wasn't. It was just the way that you were connecting. You felt like there was a lot more potential there. There was a lot more that could be happening than was happening. And then you found us and resonated with our approach. Yeah, perfect. So what did you resonate with about the progression? You mentioned the progression of the program. Like what was it that spoke to you about that?
So I think something like a big piece of it was just connecting with myself first and becoming, a more authentic version of myself, and I guess improving on and emboldening aspects of my personality that naturally that I had. And just that, the five values and factors elements really spoke to me. I didn't want to pretend like I was someone else or use canned lines or be really any different than I already was. I wanted to attract the women that were right for me. And I think part of the program that I loved and that really spoke to me was that, like I didn't have to change who I was. I just had to kind of reflect upon who I already was and build my confidence in that person, and go from there, rather than, use any like tactics or strategies to that didn't seem genuine or like who I was. So yeah. And then let's see what else. I mean, I guess additionally, it was a very detailed, specific process, and being able to, you know, have the group sessions and talking with you and talking with the other guys and hearing their progress, and also having all the written assignments and like time for reflection, that really like forced me to, you know, carve out time to focus on self-improvement and focus on, you know, putting this plan into action and kind of implementing it in my day-to-day. And it's honestly something that I can always go back to, and, you know, when I want to revisit a certain module or when I revisit a certain section, I can always, you know, I always have access to that, and I can always do that. And that was, I think that made it a very, you know, it's like there was, it made it very easy to do the work and made it very easy to progress and push things forward. You know, it was a very set plan. So, yeah.
Yay. I love that. I love hearing your perspective on that. I love that. Well, that's exactly my intention. So great that that is what your experience was. Yeah.
I think, sorry, go ahead.
I think that the combination of it being genuine and really bringing out your best, as well as being a detailed, structured format for all that you're learning and the way you're learning it, and then just having those accountability touch points to be very focused on the work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then I would also say, like, you know, the program was designed really well to, you know, I think, as I mentioned, just like to keep, I guess, the students or the clients on track. You know, it's holds you very accountable for making sure you make progress and you don't just kind of fall off the map and get too busy with other things. And I mean, I think that's important, right? I think it's easy to kind of have this like idea or concept of like what you want to change and kind of become like a self-improvement nerd in a way, where you just like study and you read and you do all these, and you read, you know, all these articles and books and different things, but you don't actually take any action. And I think the program was great because it forced me to, you know, get out there and actually, you know, initiate conversations, like really, really like dig down deep and, you know, examine, okay, like where are the specific places that for me that I can meet women, like what specific type of woman am I looking for, and like who fits into that mold. I mean, they're like, there's no way around that, you know. It was very detailed to the point where at the end of it I had a very like clear image of what I wanted, and also I had that confidence and experience of going through it. And yeah, I mean, it's it's no you know, there's no I guess bullshit. It was all just everything. You either did it or you didn't. And, you know, I didn't want to obviously waste my experience and opportunity. So I did it, and it helped profoundly. Yeah.
Yay. Love that. Love hearing your perspective on that. Yeah. That everything built on the previous thing, and you were guided through this process, and then you were committed to showing up for it. And you didn't really have any excuses not to, you know, like you didn't allow that for yourself. You just showed up and felt supported to do all those things and to do tangible things. I love that self-development, self-improvement nerd. It's like reading, learning. But, you know, then that can feel, I mean, it's fun to learn, but it also can make us feel anxious if we're just like learning.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, but not actually doing things.
Right. Which is easy to do. You know, if you're afraid, it's easy to, you know, tell yourself you're making improvements, you're making progress just by learning more and educating yourself and, I guess, arming yourself with the resources. But, you know, this is the type of fear in your life when it comes to, like, romance and dating, where it really is all about the experience of going through it. And it's nice to know what you need to do, but that's a lot of times that's, you know, not enough. So I think, the biggest proponent is just like, you know, on our calls, I always wanted to have an update, or, you know, it's just a good motivation to come in with progress and report that I was, you know, evolving and making changes and making improvements. So I think that really helped. Get out there.
Definitely. That's so good. I love hearing more about your perspective. I always feel like I'm learning even more. I mean, I guess we talked about some of this, but it's great to hear your in-depth thoughts on these different things.
Cool.
Yeah. And also, like, as far as getting out there and doing stuff, it's also because on the one hand, you know, you don't want to be a self-development nerd and just study and then just get that quick hit of learning something new and only that. But then you also don't want to just force yourself. And, you know, come on, man, like, just do it. As I always say that I'm like allergic to that. And all of us are here at Introverted Alpha allergic to, like,
just do it, definitely.
Man. Don't think, you know, don't think, just do it. It's
right.
Like, you know what? But you are thoughtful and we are all thoughtful and thank God we're thoughtful. Cause that's how we attract thoughtful women, is by being thoughtful men. You know, you can't just run out there and go do a bunch of stuff. So how did that work for you? Of like, the work that you did in the beginning of the program, leading that's more internal, leading into the more external work that you did. So by the time that you were out there meeting women, how did it feel compared to like just doing it, if you were to just like walk out the door one day without having done that work ahead of time?
Sure. I think definitely like, I mean, just being armed with that knowledge of how to progress conversations, how to move into touch, how to, and just having the self-awareness when I was kind of out in these different arenas just gave me so much more confidence and allowed me to, you know, the more I learned and, you know, the more excited I got to, you know, go out and implement some of these practices in real life. And I think just the self-awareness and, you know, like you said, it's all tied together. Like, you need the education to know where to start and where to begin and what to do, and then you also need to, you know, get out there and implement. But I think, yeah, once I kind of identified my values and factors and reflected on that a lot, you know, every day, and started to be more comfortable with who I was and started to be more confident, and it just ended up, you know, showing up in my day-to-day behavior and how people, I guess, experienced me. And I'm trying to think of specifically, I mean, I guess I was more able to capitalize on opportunities that maybe had already been there, but I was, I think, additionally creating more opportunities for myself with women, more conversations, and also, like, I just knew and I was prepared to, you know, move, progress those conversations forward. I had the confidence to move into touch and to kind of elevate those conversations to more than, you know, just a simple kind of couple word exchange. So it was a very natural progression. It's like, I remember Amy said when I first spoke to her, she's like, it's like baking a cake. You know, you have all the ingredients and you follow the directions and you're going to end up with a good result as long as you follow it closely. And I think that's a very, very good analogy for the program, because, once you start working on the internal elements and it becomes part of your kind of natural behavior, then you'll notice, you know, your circumstances change, you know, opportunities start to present themselves more often, and then you're more confident, more equipped, and have the resources to take advantage of those opportunities and to capitalize on them. And I think I was just put in more situations that I could excel, and I had the skill set now to, you know, to really excel in those situations.
I hope that kind of answers that question. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Of like, there's a place where you used to stop basically every time. You know, if you saw a woman, like, you may say hello or just like you said, a couple word exchange, but that's where it would start and end. And then all of a sudden, you were able to develop it to the next phase and the next one and incorporate touch for the first time, right? Because had you ever incorporated touch before? Like when
no,
you were
no,
just...
definitely not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It just felt like, you know, like you had mentioned, just so like edgy and like somewhat uncomfortable, you know. I mean, I just felt like, man, this is just, I can never do this like in a conversation with a woman I had just met, like surely not. And then even I would be intimidated to do it like the second or third time. I'm like, wow, this would. And so, I mean, learning that aspect of the program, I mean, completely changed the way I saw my interactions with women. And obviously hearing it from your perspective, like from a woman's perspective, it made it, you know, it validated that even more, like just the fact that, yeah, like women want to be approached by a man that she's attracted to. And there's like a safe, like secure, comfortable way to approach things where it's, even if she's not interested, at least you start off from like a safe area where you can tell immediately, and then you just back off and that's fine. And then you can just continue the conversation as friends. And, you know, it just made that whole experience a lot more comfortable to me, which seemed previously like so taboo and like just, you know, kind of not dangerous necessarily, but like just obviously intimidating. And, was a huge
that
element.
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense, because you didn't want to make her uncomfortable. You know, you didn't want to be a dick and just like get all in her space when she didn't want that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to be that guy, that women are like, oh my gosh, that guy's like way too intense. He's just too close to me, or he's just too aggressive. And he's like, you know, I think that's a lot of like guys' initial fear, right? They don't want to be known as creepy, or they don't want to be seen as overly aggressive. At least like, introverted alpha guys, like definitely. I think they're like very respectful and very, you know, cognizant of their behavior with women, and that's the last thing they want, is to be seen as like disrespectful or like overly you know, aggressive or something. So to learn that skill in like a respectful and yet, you know, but also like, you know, progressive way was pretty, I mean, mind-blowing, to be honest. Like, I was just like, whoa, this is a new level of interaction, you know, that I hadn't even thought of before. So
I love it. Yeah, because it, you know, you don't want to be creepy, but then you also don't like that's a very present fear, like, oh my god, I absolutely cannot be that creepy guy. But then, which is good, because that sucks for her. If you were creepy, that would suck for her. But then, you know, it also sucks for her if she's into you and then you're not doing anything about it.
Right?
So then being able to, just like you beautifully said, you start an interaction in a really safe way that gives her space to feel out how she feels, gives you space to slowly progress, while very slowly, so that, and being able to read her, so that you can calibrate immediately in the moment. And then you don't have like these huge rejections, you know, it's just like you get to feel her out. And if she's not into it, then like you said, great, you continue the conversation as friends. And if she is into it, great, you keep slowly progressing as long as you're into it too, because you matter too. And you may not be attracted to her, you know, just because she's seems attractive at first, you're feeling it out too. And that's like self-respect too, that you also were able to integrate along with the touch and everything else. It's all those pieces working together.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. Yeah, they're. I think for a lot of guys, you know, figuring out how to move into that space past like platonic touch and like a friendly conversation into areas that seem, you know, more edgy or more intimidating, but are also necessary to create like a romantic connection. I mean, that is the part of the program that I think I can probably speak for a lot of other guys. I can at least speak for myself that definitely revolutionized my like thought process and my approach and, you know, just general behavior. Yeah, so.
Yay. Yay. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, and I was going to get into that next about your mindset, you know, and how that is changed and about dating, but also just your life. Like, you moved to the neighborhood that you wanted to be in. You started traveling, all these trips that you wanted to take, you took them. You know, you've done so many things, and it's been inside of dating and outside of dating, things that you like feel liberated to do and that you're comfortable with yourself, and you're not trying to like fit some external image of cool. You're just like really realizing that you are cool, yourself, and then bringing that out more is so fun. And it's so interesting, right, to get to know yourself more and express that more. So how would you say, what do you feel like is the biggest difference between your mindset when you first found us 2 years ago and your mindset today about dating and yourself and kind of the things connected to that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, just, I guess, recognizing my own value and having, I guess, a lot more self-respect for my needs and what I want and valuing them enough to pursue them and giving myself the opportunity to, you know, if I want to go to Australia, I'm worth spending that money on, you know, it's worth all the expense and all the time off. You know, I'm worthy of taking 2 weeks off of work. I'm worthy of, you know, X amount of dollars to spend on a trip like that, because it's something that I want to do. You know, I don't have to feel guilty about what I want for myself. And I think the first step was, you know, in the course, identifying what that was, like what my ideal life looked like. And, you know, in all aspects, my career, my, where I lived, you know, traveling, hobbies, you know, obviously a woman as well. But I think I was afraid or I was intimidated by what I actually wanted and maybe didn't have the clarity or the insight to actually even know what I wanted, which I think a lot of people don't know, maybe. You know, a lot of people really don't sit down and take enough time to think about what they actually want. Maybe they have an illusion of what they want, but maybe it's not necessarily even true to themselves. And I think the program, you know, not forced me, but allowed me to have the time and headspace to sit down, figure out what that was. And so how my mindset's changed. I mean, I moved out on my own, got my own place, my own studio in a neighborhood that I love, and surrounded myself with music and, just a really creative, cool part of town that I was always curious about living in, but had always just chosen the more comfortable option of living with a friend in a neighborhood that I was less excited about. I traveled to a few different countries that I've wanted to and previously never took an international trip for myself. I'd always previously just gone with family or gone along for the ride with other friends and not done a trip specifically for what I wanted to do. I mean, I traveled on my own actually for a couple weeks, which was a great experience. And I probably wouldn't have allowed myself to do that if I hadn't figured out that's what I really wanted for myself. And then with women, like, my mindset has changed to, I just know what I want now. I know exactly because of, like, I was able to think and reflect upon what I want in a woman and what I wanted out of a relationship. You know, once you set that standard for yourself, which I hadn't had before, and I was just kind of like, if this girl's attracted to me or if she's giving me attention, then, like, that's a positive thing. You know, I would kind of chalk it up as a win previous to the program. And after the program, you know, I've really elevated my standards and really told myself, okay, that's not good enough. And this is specifically what I want. And I deserve to have what I want. And obviously not out of a place of entitlement, like, but, you know, if I execute and work on myself and am the best possible version of myself, then yes, like there's no reason why I shouldn't. There's no reason I should settle for less than what I want or what I most, kind of desire. And, I think that has really allowed me to open myself up for opportunities that maybe I would have not been confident enough to pursue. Like, for women, like, oh, maybe I would have thought, like, she's too attractive for me, or she's too, you know, fill in the blank. But now I know, I'm like, no, okay, I'm aware of who I am. I'm aware of my strengths and my weaknesses, but, you know, from a positive standpoint, I know what I have to offer and know what I can contribute to the world and to a relationship. And so, yeah, having that confidence really allows you to pursue what you truly want and maybe opportunities that you wouldn't have allowed yourself to, you know, because you know you're worthy and, you know, you have value. So my mindset's just been, you know, and also, like, kind of we spoke about a little bit before, after getting into a relationship, knowing also, you know, that you deserve to be happy, you deserve to be satisfied, you deserve to have your needs met. And, you know, if that means respectfully having to bow out sometimes and move on, then that's what that means. But, you know, not staying stuck or not keeping yourself in the situation because, you know, you feel like that's the best you can do. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel so inspired by every single thing you're saying. Like, nodding my head this entire time. I'm so into it. Oh, my gosh. I'm so into it. I love that. That sounds like just such a theme for you. And I knew through conversations that we'd had before, like, that, if, like, looking back as you're talking, that's definitely been a theme. But in this conversation, I can just see it so clearly as a big theme for you specifically, that self-knowledge and self-respect and the courage, we didn't mention that word, I guess, specifically, but it's all over what you're saying, the courage that you developed to be able to do those things, to decide to do those things and to do them. And how amazing. And yeah, not only about, like, just centric around the women, but about you and your life. And that's why I put that in the program, is it's a whole section on your ideal life. And then the ideal woman comes after that. Because what about somebody who's going to fit into your life, you know, because it's about you, like, right. And then you're just doing that so beautifully in such a one of a kind way, which is the whole joy of it. It's just a joy to see that. And I love how you explained all that. Very inspiring, and not just words, like things, like stories and real things and real people and real places and real things, like not just reading and learning, like actually doing and moving different parts of town and traveling and being in a relationship and transitioning out of a relationship. And this is like life, you know, real life, and not settling for less than what you want and having the confidence that shows you that you don't have to do that. And that ends up not only being most respectful for you, but most respectful for women too. Because if a man's in a relationship and he feels like he's settling, how disrespectful to the woman, right? But if a man is in a relationship, he starts to feel like if he were to stay, he would be settling because it's not what he wants, and he exits, that's so respectful to her, because then he's being transparent with her and giving her the freedom to have, you know, to have what she wants while he has what he wants. And like you said, it doesn't always mean staying together, but it still can be a really positive and enriching relationship that you had, where you learn more about yourself and she learns more about herself. And you know, that's the freedom that you have when you have a sense of choice and you know yourself and you have the courage to do and go after what you want. Love it. So
absolutely
inspiring.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's, and like, there's an honesty element to it, right? Like, if you have to be honest with yourself and honest with your partner and your relationship and have the courage to you know, it's dishonest to not be truthful and acknowledge what's going on in the relationship. And I think it's like you said, respectful and, you know, honest to be true to what you want and what you need, and to be able to make the decision based off of that, you know.
Exactly. I love that you brought in the honesty, because it seems like, oh yeah, honesty, just don't be dishonest. But if we're not bringing up things that are important, it's like, you know, a lie of omission, which is dishonest. Right.
Yep.
So it is dishonest. So it actually takes a lot of courage to be honest. And that courage comes from the work that you've done, you know, knowing yourself and knowing what you want and doing it. So refreshing, Casey. I love listening to you. So I could talk for at least another hour, but I think we'll wrap it up. But to wrap it up, I want to ask you if there's anything that you would want to say to someone who's listening, who may be considering our program and
Sure.
it's just like been resonating with what you've said so far and really liking your story and wondering about what might be possible for himself and if this might be a good fit for him. What would you say to somebody like that?
Great question. And I would just say, I think it's a very it's you know, it's more than obviously it's more than about women, and it's more than just about dating, and that's a very integral part of the program, but that comes with the territory of, proving yourself and getting to an optimal place in your life where you're truly living, the ideal version of what you want and what and who you are. And I think every person can benefit from that. I think as a man, in my in your 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever it may be, if you feel like you're not there, and if you feel like there's room for improvement, which we all have some, but if you feel like that's a part that's, missing and that's lacking, then you feel like you're just not where you want to be necessarily in terms of, living a fulfilled life and maybe your career aspirations or your personal life, whether it be like connections with friends and women and whatever it may be. I think, you can draw so much benefit from just going through this program and going through this course, and that will naturally. And then to top it all off, I mean, yeah, I think, the skill set that you'll learn to take that improved version of yourself and then use that to be able to connect with women, and then find the right match for you and find the right woman, find the woman that you actually want to date and be able to connect with them. I think, who wouldn't want that? I think it's clear as day, but I think if you feel that need, if you kind of feel like that maybe sort of like an empty piece inside of you that feels like, okay, I know I can achieve more. I know that I can, maybe something's missing, and I can be a more ideal version of myself, and I want to improve, and you have that yearning. It's absolutely something for you. And if you also feel like maybe I like the way I am. I'm very happy with my life right now, but I, really want to connect more with women, and I really want to learn the skills to be able to be more woman and to create more opportunities for myself. I mean, that's also a reason to go forward with it, because you get both of those elements, and if you're looking for one or both, or one or the other, then I think it's appropriate. Everyone's got lots to gain, so it's because it's so comprehensive, so that's what
Thank
I'd
you.
say. Yeah, of
Thank
course.
you so
Yeah, of
much,
course.
Casey. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love hearing you talk about it. I just love it. Yeah, and those two big pieces, and just feeling like your best self and self-actualizing, right, is one side, and then also connecting with women in a way that feels really good for everyone. And then that it does both, and that you got both out of it. That's so amazing. I love hearing everything that you said. It really
Yeah.
touches me, and I feel really thankful.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
thank you so
No.
much for
Thank you.
sharing.
Thankful for you. I mean, it's all 'cause of and your program. So it's been 2 years, which is crazy because I think, I had some fun and thinking about where I was at 2 years ago just now and thinking about where I'm at now, that's just mind blowing. And obviously time flies by, but a lot of change has happened in that short period of time. So it's just
I'd say so.
pretty incredible to think about. So
Amazing. Well, it is incredible. And thank you so much for making all that happen for yourself and for engaging 100% with the program and being where you are today and sharing that. I so appreciate it. I know that so many guys are going to really appreciate hearing everything that you shared. And thank you so much, Casey.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Thank you for the time. And yeah, just, I guess, for everyone that kind of has, or all the guys that maybe have some self-doubt or maybe need some reassurance, it's like, it's going to be all right. And this, I think this, yeah, I mean, you know, consulting with you and having you as a mentor and a coach who, you know, has helped me tremendously. And I know you'll do the same for many others. So, yeah, cannot encourage it more.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much. Yay,
cool.
Casey, how fun. Oh, my God. I have, like, tears in my eyes.